Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Okay, we have been talking about the description of God in Islam and description of God in the Gospel and the perfect form of worship our Creator requires that we give Him. And I want you to know, to emphasize, that the Quran mentions that the form of worship that God requires we give Him is performance of religious duties, such as fasting, praying, giving of our monies, going to the place of worship, etc. Now, share with your Muslim friend that this is not the perfect form of worship that God desires that we give Him. Why? Because it is possible for someone to perform all the religious duties and at the same time, his heart and mind is not dedicated to God. Believers can try to obey God and serve Him out of wrong motives, such as prospect of reward, they want to make money, or pride, they want the people to praise them. Now, share with your Muslim friend that God knows that our mere performance of religious duties does not necessarily mean that we are submitting our lives completely to Him. And share with him that Jesus revealed to us and taught us what is the most perfect form of worship God desires we give Him. A Jewish man asked Jesus, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind." Jesus taught us that this is the perfect form of worship God desires that we give Him. It makes sense because it means giving God our emotions, our thoughts, our will, our goals, and giving ourselves totally to Him and living to please Him every day of our lives. Now, last program, we start talking about the conclusion of this topic. And let me continue the conclusion. The God whom the gospel reveals to us has the most wonderful character and the most wonderful, beautiful heart. He is absolutely perfect. One, He passionately reveals His magnificent love for us through Jesus' life, words, and death on the cross. Two, He made it possible for us to become His adopted children through faith in Jesus. Three, He made it possible for us to feel and experience His fatherly love within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who indwells us. It certainly makes sense that God, our Creator, has the most loving heart and the wonderful, perfect character. Only the Bible reveals God's awesome character. Okay, the third thing, God, as Jesus revealed Him, made it possible for us to give Him perfect worship as a natural response to what God has done for us, doing in us right now through the Holy Spirit, and is doing for us right now through all His promises that He will be with us and He will forgive us when we sin and shall do for us forever as His children. The true follower of Jesus can sincerely tell God, "There is no limit to the potential of my love for you. I want to love you, seek you, obey you, serve you, and know you every day of my life. I can genuinely and easily say, I am in love with God. God is worthy of my thoughts, affections, my emotions, and my life. God, as Jesus revealed him, made it possible for me to willingly and joyfully submit my life to him and obey him. When I think about God and spend some time with him, I find myself drawn to him with the most irresistible attraction. God's love captures my heart. I can agree with the Apostle Paul when he said, Christ's love controls me. God's love compels me to forget myself and joyfully submit my life, even as a slave in God's hand. I become his slave not to get something from him, but because I fell in love with him. As I mentioned to you before, I grew up in a rich family in Egypt. I used to ask my parents to do or buy things for me. Then God called me to go to America in 1980. I remember that after I came to America, my parents came to visit me every year. They would ask me before they come, what would you like us to bring you? In the first few years, I used to ask for money, clothes, certain food items. After I lived in America alone for a few years, I had a chance to appreciate their love toward me. As I thought about the generous way they treated me, the care, the love they gave me, they did everything perfect parents could have done for their son. After a few years, I realized their strong love toward me, and I fell in love with them in a much deeper way. So they asked me again, we are coming in a couple of months. What do you want us to bring you? Immediately, I replied, I do not want you to bring me anything. I just want to spend time with you, and I want to take you to Disneyland. I want to take you to many places in America. My father, I want to take you to spend some time in a jacuzzi. They almost said, this is Sammy we are talking with. I realized that in the same way, God's love toward me, it changed me, as it is changing me every day. I fall in love with him more deeply every day, more than the day before. And my greatest desire is to please him. Wow, now you can realize that only the description of the gospel is the true description of God, because only the gospel made it possible for me to experience the love of God and to fall in love with God and to give God all my life. Now, one of the beautiful changes I want to share with you, all people are naturally inclined to focus on themselves. Therefore, they are unable to love God as they should. They can't give perfect love to other people, even to those who are closest to them. All people need to receive more love that is genuine. People are thirsty for love. My friend, when you experience God's passionate love for you personally, your heart and soul will be satisfied. You will grow in your capacity to genuinely love other people, regardless of the love that you receive from them. And you will grow in your love toward God. Now, remember, we are one family. We are one team. It doesn't matter which church you fellowship at, what is your Christian background. In God's eyes and God's heart, we are his family because we repented of our sins and because we put our faith in Jesus as our only Savior. If I can be of any help to you, don't hesitate to contact me. I am here to serve you, and we can pray together, and I will be happy to give you any advice I can. We need to break now. However, I will be back in just a minute.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is 1, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and 2, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages He inspires Sammy to share to equip His Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which He guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
Welcome back, my wonderful audience. Today's topic is perhaps one of the most important topics you can ever hear in your life, which is Jesus is unique because He is our only Savior. The Bible teaches that we are all separated from God as sinners. We need a Savior. We all need to be reconciled to God because sinners need the Savior. The problem is that sin is an integral part of our human nature. All kinds of iniquity dwell in the human heart, such as lust, envy, greed, pride, hatred, selfishness, dishonesty, etc. These sins and others have vicious control within each person. They make all humans captive to the power of sin and its ongoing temptations. The wonderful news in the gospel is Jesus won the battle against Satan and sin. The gospel tells us that Jesus lived without committing one single sin. Jesus had complete victory over all of Satan's temptation. Jesus' divine nature guaranteed His victory in the battle against Satan and sin. Remember, because Jesus is the only person who is pure in His nature, He is sinless, according to the gospel, and even the Quran agree, and Muhammad agree. Jesus won the battle on our behalf. The awesome news of the gospel is that Jesus came and defeated the power of sin in its own dwelling place, inside the human body. We read in the gospel that Jesus came in the likeness of sinful man. He condemned sin in the flesh. In the gospel, Romans chapter 8, Jesus condemned sin in human nature. Okay, the good news, the wonderful news, you can be free from the love and power of sin. You can. God made it possible for you to be united with Jesus through His Spirit, who will reside within you at the very moment you place your faith in Jesus as your Savior. Very important. Pay close attention. When you repent and believe that Jesus paid the penalty for your sins, as a natural consequence, you will be united with Jesus and you will enjoy the fruits of His victory. You can experience freedom from the slavery to sin for the first time in your life. You know, sometimes you feel jealous and you can't help it. Jesus can set you free from jealousy. You know, sometimes you have lust. When you see a beautiful woman in her bikini, Jesus can set you free from your lust. You know, sometimes you want to betray your wife. Jesus can make you faithful. You know, sometimes you hate someone who hurt you. Jesus can set you free from hate and anger and can give you love. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin." You know yourself. And he also said, "If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." The freedom will exist within you. You will love your life. You can be liberated from the bondage of sin only by the power of God within you. We cannot be set free by your own willpower. The Islamic law, which I studied in law school, and rituals, duties, and obligations cannot purify the person's heart or mind. See, Islam, Muslim Brotherhood, seek to impose Islamic law on everyone so people can obey God. It's not gonna work because sin exists within us. The gospel beautiful message is that Jesus came to save you and set you free from the captivity and love of sin. The Savior, Jesus Christ, came to do what the law and the prophets could not do. We read in the gospel, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. 1 John chapter 3. My friend, this is very important. A matter of eternal life with God or death or punishment. Jesus warns us, unless you believe that I am who I claim to be, you will die in your sins. You can read that in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple, John chapter 8. My friend, I want to share with you, through faith in Jesus Christ, you can be forgiven by God. We, the genuine believers of Jesus, have come to enjoy a living relationship with God. We have received the Spirit of God in our hearts, and we have been adopted by God as his eternal children. God destined us to share his kingdom. You too can have a living relationship with God. You can experience him as your loving heavenly Father. You can enjoy his forgiveness right now, and you can be assured of his divine presence in your life and can be certain that heaven is your home and destiny. Share with your Muslim friend the fatherly love of God for you is unsurpassed. The moment you accept Jesus as your Savior, you will be spiritually born again. You will experience the Heavenly Father's loving arms drawing you to his bosom. Then you will find yourself drawn to God with the most irresistible attraction. You will fall in love with God from the depth of your being. You will dance from joy. My precious Muslim friend, I beg you, do not strive all your life to try to gain the favor of God. Right now, you can begin enjoying God's favor in the depth of your heart by simply placing yourself in the position to receive it. And I am talking now not only to Muslims, but I'm talking now to anyone who hears me that hasn't experienced the forgiveness of God yet. First of all, admit that you are a sinner. Right now, admit you are a sinner. Tell God, I am a sinner. Repent of your sins. Tell God, God, I decide not to live any longer in sin, far from you. Three, put your faith in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior from sin and its penalty. Tell God, I put my faith in Jesus right now. This is your testimony that Jesus is your Savior. Pray this prayer after me. God, thank you for your love. God, I forsake my sins right now. I don't want to live far from you any longer. God, I put my faith that Jesus paid the penalty for my sins. Forgive me, God, because of Jesus' death and resurrection on my behalf. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you, rejoice with you, and send you a free book. Give you any advice that you might need. Rest of my audience, remember, we are one team, one family. It doesn't matter which church you attend. Doesn't matter what is your Christian background. If you repented and you put your faith in Jesus as your Savior, we are the members of the body of Christ. We are God's family. If I can help you in any way, give you any advice, pray with you for your non-Christian friends and your Muslim friends, don't hesitate to contact me. Remember, I am here to serve you. Remember, the purpose of this program is not just information. The purpose, the goal is that God will use us together to help the people we know, to help our neighbors, to help Muslims enjoy God's love and salvation. If your church needs a speaker, have your pastor contact me. I might be able to speak at your church.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. 2558. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.